Marco Werman here with The World. In June, Ireland got a prime minister, a new prime minister, or Taoiseach. He's Leo Varadkar, and he's been getting a lot of international press. That's because he's the son of an Indian immigrant, and he's openly gay. When he took office, Varadkar promised to build a republic of opportunity for everyone, but already there's grumbling that he's more style than substance. Don Duncan has a story from Dublin.
Ireland, which, as you know, has seen a real social transformation in recent years.
That's Leo Varadkar during a visit to Canada a few weeks back. He's been busy this summer making trips, building an international image, and pursuing trade opportunities. But back here in Ireland, people are getting restless.
Where is the Taoiseach? Well, Taoiseach's in Canada.
George Hook is a popular Irish radio host. His is one of a growing number of voices calling on Varadkar to stop with the overseas photo ops and start with the problems at home, like housing and the economy.
And while he was there, the Taoiseach decided to attend a gay pride march. I think he should be attending a homeless march. I think he should be attending a balanced budget march so that we would actually have some government.
Just 3 months ago, Varadkar was welcomed as a breath of fresh air. Now, some see him more as a PR-obsessed spin machine.
It's sort of a slicker, more accomplished version of what Trump has done in the States. You sell the image rather than sell the policy.
Lorcan Nagel is a volunteer with the Abortion Rights Campaign. He's handing out flyers in central Dublin in support of a referendum to legalise abortion.
So I've got two flyers here.
Nagel's group is frustrated because after Varadkar committed to holding a referendum next year, he stayed silent on the language and even the date of the vote, and he's been evasive about his own position on abortion. Part of the frustration may be rooted in unrealistic expectations. Some on the left had hoped Varadkar, as a gay man and son of an immigrant, would usher in a progressive agenda for his centre-right party, Fine Gael. But Varadkar has held fast to his conservative politics. Nagel says it's been a lesson for the left.
I think that there's an assumption that if someone is in LGBT, that they are therefore automatically going to be with us on everything else. That's a bad assumption on the part of the left wing.
But the current discontent with Varadkar is broader than just left and right, especially when it comes to the housing crisis.
So I'm saying to Leo Varadkar, stand up! Take control.
A group of about 50 hold a candlelit vigil outside Parliament for three homeless people who died in the same week.
What do we want?
Homes for the homeless!
Rents are rising and Ireland is unable to build enough housing to meet demand. That's because of a cap on public spending related to the country's bailout. And the private construction sector is struggling to access credit, another legacy of the recession. Activist Alan Buckley calls it an emergency that Leo Varadkar is doing nothing about.
Jack Watson, a person, died on your watch, Leo. You are keep telling us that we live in a country that's improving, that the economy is growing, and it's a f***ing whitewash.
Varadkar's office declined an interview for this story, but the leader has said his government plans to build about 2,500 public housing units this year after near zero output for many years. He's also vowed to fight waste in the public healthcare system. Promises are well and good, says analyst Johnny Fallon, but Varadkar will have to come up with concrete action once Parliament reconvenes next Wednesday.
He needs to prove that he's a real heavyweight politician, and thus far, that has been a challenge for him.
Becoming a heavyweight, says Fallon, involves making tough, divisive and risky political decisions. And while the Irish electorate traditionally has rewarded doers, even if their decisions don't work out,
what they're very unforgiving of is the idea of doing nothing or avoiding it. They really dislike that.
Varadkar became Taoiseach when his party's leader stepped down. So he's not the people's choice. Yes. And though he's still very popular with his party's followers, that party only holds power through a tenuous coalition. He has until next year's general election to win over his growing critics. For The World, Don Duncan, Dublin.